You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. Our associate pastors are Father Steve Gira, Father Gary Hogan, and Father Eric Wagner. And now, enjoy the podcast.
This morning, we also extend a special welcome to Ken and Joyce Smith and their family as they celebrate their 50th wedding anniversary this weekend. They were married here at Immaculate Conception on June the 3rd by Father Vito Lopardo, now a retired priest of our diocese. And so we are delighted they're here with us, and we'll have a special blessing for them at the end of our liturgy this morning. There's a story told about a woman who had attended a Billy Graham revival. And afterward, she wrote him a letter which said, "I was very moved by your message, and I feel that God is calling me to preach the gospel. But there is only one problem. I have 12 children. What should I do?" When Billy Graham replied to her letter, he wrote, "I'm even more delighted that God has called you to preach the gospel. And I'm also delighted that God has provided you with your own congregation in your own home. Preach away." Today's feast of the Ascension reminds us that we too have been chosen and sent by Christ to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth. For Jesus' ascension into heaven was not a conclusion, but a culmination. And his departure was not an abandonment, but rather an enablement. He has entrusted the work that he begun to us, his church, the body of Christ. We are all called to preach the gospel by living authentic Christian lives. And as the great St. Francis of Assisi used to tell his brothers, preach the gospel always, and if necessary, even use words. Whether we are in our own homes, at our workplace, or with friends or neighbors, we are called to make the invisible God visible by being God's loving presence and caring compassion to our families, our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers, strangers, and even our enemies. A term that we hear used a lot today is, you need to have a plan B. Certainly very sage advice, but the truth of the matter is, God doesn't have a plan B. You and I are God's only plan to continue the work that God's Son has begun. God has entrusted this mission to each one of us through the waters of our baptism and the anointing of confirmation, and gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit through his church so that together in faith, we as very ordinary people united in Christ can do extraordinary things. This is what the ascension we remember and celebrate today is all about. Recommitting ourselves to the work that Christ has entrusted to us when he ascended back to be at the right hand of his Father. This is the mission that we are called to invest our time, talent, and treasure in. And this is the main thing that we are called to always keep the main thing in our lives. I know that you knew that I couldn't pass up this opportunity since there is a Cardinal Cub series this weekend in St. Louis. So I close with a little joke. In the passage that we heard today from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, Luke tells us that before Jesus ascended to heaven, he said to his apostles, "Go forth to be my witnesses to the ends of the earth. Continue the work I began." But apparently, the Chicago Cubs heard it wrong. They thought Jesus said, "Don't do anything until I get back." Let us not make that same mistake. Let us be busy doing the work of preaching the gospel to the ends of the earth, and if necessary, even use words.